on campuses. Young Republican committees report signing up more than 20,000 new members this fall. The number of local chapters has tripled in recent years, a trend the Republican National Committee attributes to President Bush. But as Deb Monroe reports, recruiting new Republicans is especially challenging in notoriously liberal Berkeley, California.
The Berkeley College Republicans are ignored, dismissed, and frequently shouted down. On this night, several members have hit the streets in a recruitment drive. Trevor Tileston is hoping to avoid a repeat of what happened the week before when they handed out their conservative magazine called The Patriot.
One of the members of the fraternity got up from the table, grabbed the stack of Patriots, went to the door and threw it out and told us right then to leave. And then he was completely against our cause in that magazine, and he asked us who gave us permission to come in to the fraternity, and what was getting close to being violent before his president decided to subdue him.
Trevor Tileston says while he's used to this kind of reaction, it takes a lot of energy to root for the GOP in Berkeley.
The group has a lot of momentum and has a really solid membership base. But there's obviously a lot of opposition from a myriad of liberal groups that tend to dominate the thinking on this campus.
Don't back down.
20-year-old Rihanna Bauer is in charge of boosting membership from 300 to 1,000. She says while most students tune her out once they learn she's a Republican, she's learned that the more subtle approach is most effective.
We talk to people about views, and we say, you know, this is my stance on the issue, and this is why. And then I find that I get a lot of a lot of people that are very receptive and say, well, you know, I actually really agree with you. And I'm like, really? Well, you know, I belong to the Republican Party, and then you kind of just throw it in afterwards.
The Berkeley College Republicans are targeting sororities and fraternities because the co-eds who live in them are more likely to join other groups. Trevor Tileston is the designated spokesperson while recruiting at the frats because he's lived in one and speaks the language.
Free booze. Things like that come up all the time. You get to meet like the kind of the richest people, Republicans in Northern California.
The Berkeley College Republicans have tailored their pitch for the audience, highlighting the fun parties and coveted summer internships in the state and nation's capitals. They've also decided to play the Schwarzenegger card, hoping California's new governor will help them win new recruits.
Know how happy you guys are that the Terminator is now in office?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's right. I'll take that, the non-sarcastic interpretation. Anyways, we're also
but the Schwarzenegger pitch wasn't a home run. It met with mixed reaction. 20-year-old Casey Cohen isn't ready to join Schwarzenegger's party yet. He says he's not sure what California's new governor stands for.
I think that a lot of people my own age look at Arnold Schwarzenegger more as an entertainment icon and almost an amusing type of governor. I think that Schwarzenegger really needs to do a lot to reach out to us. He says he supports education. Well, let's see what he does.
All right. Go Arnold.
A spokesperson for the College Republican National Committee says Berkeley's actually not a bad place for conservatives. Surrounded by liberals and passionate activists, Republicans are inspired every day to get involved and stay involved. For Day Today, this is Deb Monroe.